finish with a sprint. Let that company go, man, we're going to miss you. Not, gosh, I can't wait until they're gone.
Welcome to the Durango Joe's podcast, where we believe everyone deserves a smile, a warm greeting, and a great cup of coffee. I'm your host, Trevor Ogborn, and today I've got Joe Lloyd on the mic, and we've brought Tiffany DeBoer back on. How are you both today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside. How are you doing, Tiff?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks.
Well, it's nice having you both here. So jumping right into things, I hope this is okay to share, but recently we just interviewed someone or a few someones to take my seat here at Durango Joe's Coffee. And through those interview processes, there was one individual who really kind of stuck out in a way because they noticeably were conflicted between wanting to jump right into Durango Joe's if we offered her the position and also wanting to making sure that they were leaving their previous job on good terms, making sure they set them up for success on their way out. And that was something that I think just spoke wonders to us.
That example, Trevor, is really good because the person that we were interviewing, yeah, was genuinely concerned about making sure their exit from their other job was done well. And one of the things that I said to this person, I said, you know, you really have to give your boss 2 weeks. I mean, that is the fair thing to do. That's the right thing to do. And of course, that's what she was hoping I was going to say, because this person, from what we could tell, was very integral and wanted to do the right thing as a person who is just starting out, you know, getting their first or second job.
So with all of that in mind, this is someone we saw who really showed us that they can kind of leave with grace from their previous job before they're potentially coming on board with us. And that was something we really value. So today we're going to talk more about this topic, leaving in grace or resigning from a job with grace. And so we're going to talk about the reasons why people maybe choose to leave their jobs, why and how to leave with grace, and then also how employers can encourage better exits from their employees as well. Because I think there's something on both sides of the aisle on that. Why is this something that's super important to really keep in mind these days? I know we looked up some statistics yesterday, Joe.
From the generation that I'm coming from, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. So basically my parents and my grandparents, they all had like one or maybe two jobs over their career. And for myself, I've had two jobs, you know, over a 33-year career, really. The crazy thing is that on average today, people are going to have 5 to 7 different careers changes in their lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. In fact, they say that actually a person will change a job almost every 12 months. That means that a lot of people are going to be exiting, whether it's career changes or, you know, they're moving up into another field or whatever it might be. But yeah, that's a lot of change.
One of the reasons we're seeing this, I guess, is there's a lot of opportunity out there these days. And in order to really capitalize on that opportunity, you need to have good job mobility. So people are making these decisions, but if you leave somewhere on bad terms or you don't set yourself up for success in certain ways, you can walk away but not have that mobility to step into the next thing confidently and with the support and accolades of your previous employers kind of at your back, wind in your sails in a sense. Tiff, you've seen this firsthand a little bit. Basically, how much turnover we see ourselves at Durango Joe's. Tell me a little bit about what we've seen, especially in the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. On the barista level, we do ask for a 2-year commitment, and people are often shocked by that. But really what we're looking for is somebody who's going to last a little longer than 3 months or 4 months, because honestly, they're barely out of training and then you leave, and that's expensive for us and really hinders the relationship between customer and barista. It leads to fracturing of the team. However, so we do often make it past that 3-4 month place. But when it comes to the turnover, I would say it's fairly common that people leave somewhere in that 9 to 12 month range. Not many make it to the 2-year commitment. Those who make it to a 2-year commitment, the majority of them, it's because they have promoted to either a shift leader or up into the assistant or lead manager roles. Those are the ones that really buy into the company vision and mission and stick around and contribute a little bit more to the company in that realm.
But beyond that, we see, yeah, a pretty high rate of turnover. And there's a bunch of different reasons why people may move on from their job. There's personal reasons, there's career advancement, there's difference in values and mission even. So running through these just really quickly, some personal reasons that we see people leave jobs. Maybe they leave due to their family, or they've got personal reasons going on, like health comes up, something like that. People can decide to relocate to a new city. People can decide to go back to school. So these different personal life goals or life changes send them on to different opportunities. And then there's career advancement. So some people want jobs with better career growth opportunities. They maybe see the top of the ceiling where they're currently at, and it's time for them to move on somewhere else. Maybe they want to work in a different industry, or maybe they're feeling undervalued in their current role. Some people move on because they want additional compensation. I think one of the big reasons people see this job mobility is sometimes it's faster to hop to a different company or hop into a different industry to get that raise or get that higher compensation. So that's another big one. And some people are just looking for a new challenge or something new to apply themselves to. And then the last one is a big one for a lot of individuals, I think, is a difference in values and missions. And this is sometimes a little bit hard if you don't have the self-awareness, but your values maybe no longer align with the company vision, or your personality maybe doesn't align with the company's culture or values, or maybe it's just a toxic environment and you're not feeling healthy there. Now, I don't think we see a whole lot of these. More often than not, what do you think our baristas or other people usually move on for? What do we see most of the time?
I would say, Trevor, we hire people between the ages of 18 and 23 for the majority, just because we have college students that, you know, are in the midst of getting their degrees and whatnot. And we're a good part-time job. And so, I mean, the majority of people that we see leave are leaving because they've either maybe graduated from college and they've been with us a year or two, but oftentimes, you know, they're moving on to a different city because they're 18 to 23 years old, right? But it's like herding cats, you know, sometimes, because
absolutely,
there's so many, you know, facets to why people right now in this stage of life would leave a job. And it's not like we're hiring these professionals that have degrees, that are career minded. No, a lot of these individuals are, I need beer money, or I need rent money, or I need this or that, that will get them through this phase of their life. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. I would say relocation is a really big one. Finding a new job opportunity, moving on to something that's a little bit more in what they're looking for a long-term career.
Yeah, if they're career-minded, it's because this was a resting place while they pursued a degree, mm-hmm, or really figured themselves out. And then that career is truly somewhere else.
What's exciting too, I would add, is that at a management level, it's been fun to see what some of our managers have done, taking the tools, the management of people and the working as a team and a lot of the tools of leadership that they've learned at Durango Joe's and been able to springboard that into another career, even post Joe's. And that's been fun to watch over time.
Absolutely. You're learning all sorts of life skills doing, mm-hmm, this kind of work, whether you're a barista all the way up, especially through into management.
Yes.
So I think save for maybe a few of these circumstances that are maybe on the more extreme side, and certainly ones that we don't really see often in our business, but all of these reasons share one thing in common for how you should leave. And that's, you should always leave with grace. What does it mean, I guess, for someone to leave or maybe resign with grace? How does it benefit you if you're the one on the way out?
In this context, Trevor, I think, you know, grace could, you know, theologically mean something to somebody, but I think in this context, grace commonly refers to a smooth and pleasing way of moving, or a polite and thoughtful way of behaving. And I think that's really, really a good definition of grace in this context. And the opposite of grace would be like awkwardness or inattention or commotion or things that are disruptive. That's opposite. That idea of leaving with grace and teaching people really how important that is, because, you know, you don't want to burn bridges at 19. And that's important that young people understand that leaving with grace is something that if you don't do it, it can really hinder maybe that next job.
Yeah. What does it set you up for positively when you do leave in grace?
I really do think it sets you up in your life. I mean, a lot of it boils back down to, as a person, what are your values? What do you stand for as a person? And there are absolutely times where companies, Durango Joe's, unfortunately included, make mistakes and maybe something wasn't handled the best. And there are times where people leave because of those mistakes. And when an individual chooses to do it as like a no call, no show, and I'm just going to stick it to them and I'm just going to leave, in the end, that's actually more of a reflection on you as a person than it ever is a reflection of that company, in my opinion. What values do you stand for? It's a reflection of you and how you choose to move around in life and, you know, leave goodwill on people around you. And I think it also, I mean, of course, it sets you up long-term for your job. If you don't leave in grace and you can't put a job on your resume because you know that if a future job calls them up, they're not maybe going to give the best review of you. And that is your fault. And it would be really unfortunate on your end if you decide to leave poorly, burn a bridge, and then have a year or two, or maybe even more of a job that could go on your resume that you just, it's just going to be blank, or you put it on there hoping they don't call. So that's really unfortunate consequence if you choose to go down that path.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a document called How to Finish Well, or Finishing Well. And this is something that we like to refer to as kind of a guideline for what we like to see from typically our leadership, but ideally everyone who steps away from Durango Joe's, moves on to that next stage of their life. So how do we finish well? Let's walk through some of these different markers on there. Number one, being yourself.
Let me just back up to the How to Finish Well document. I think I'll be honest with you, back in 2010, it was really, really, really big on my mind and my heart to really help teach these young people how to leave well, you know, how to exit this job that you're having well. And so I reached out to a good friend and business coach of mine, Jasper Welch, and this guy is a wealth of knowledge. He's forgotten more about business than I know, or he's just that way. And so when I consulted with him, I started talking to him about this. He goes, I have this document that I'm going to send you that would be perfect to give your employees when they leave. And so they know, they have kind of a written instructions on how to leave the job well. And so that's where this came from. And the first one on it, as you just said, be yourself. And that's just being authentic, stable, and comfortable in your own skin. Being able to choose to talk to your boss, you know, be yourself and just let somebody know, hey, this is what I'm doing and this is where I'm going. And I want to give a 2-week notice and I want to do it right. But being yourself, being okay in your own skin and not, you know, going outside the realm of who you are to try to do something that normally you wouldn't do.
Yeah. I think if you come into a situation stressed out or like visibly defensive, the other person can sense that. And so if you're not being authentic and being comfortable with your decision and being upfront about that, then the person on the receiving end of that may pick up those vibes and reflect them right back at you. So it's much better just to be comfortable and authentic. And I think that ties into number two, which is be diplomatic.
Yeah, absolutely. Reveal what is appropriate, conceal what is confidential, be thoughtful and respectful of others. It's really just being aware of what you could affect on your way out the door. And, you know, if there's something that needs to be discussed or brought to the attention of someone, if you can do that in a healthy way, then that's what you should do. But if there's things that, you know, if it's just for the purpose of causing drama, just for the purpose of spreading negativity, and you really can't, there's not a benefit beyond that, then there's no reason to bring that up.
So the next one is also being a team player. And this one is kind of dependent on you being not the type of person who's going to just walk out without saying a word and never show up again, just gone in the wind. But if you're going to be the type of person who sets your team up for success in that transition, it's really important to keep that why in mind, the company mission. Like, you're still a part of that team until that last day. So making sure that your actions and conversations are in line with caring for others, just like our mission calls for, all the way to that last day. And staying engaged is super important.
Yeah, I think staying engaged and being a team player is huge. When leaving a position, it can be really easy to become more lax and let things slip and fall through the cracks. But, you know, I really encourage people to stay focused. Don't have short timers disease here. You know, you got 2 weeks. Finish with a sprint. Let that company go, man, we're going to miss you. Not, gosh, I can't wait until they're gone. Because I, to be honest with you, I've had good employees who didn't finish well. And you're like, why do we still have them on? They should have just left when they gave their notice, because they're calling in sick, or they're not showing up, or they're just not doing well on the job and everybody's picking up on it. And then the vibe is not there. But to be honest with you, in my mind, I think of more people that have done it right, to be honest with you, than people that have done it wrong. So as I'm hearing, you know, us talk today, it's brought some nice memories to my head, because there's some people that have really done it right. You know, Trevor, you're doing it right, you know?
Well, I did give you plenty.
No, you have. And, you know, we just want to throw that out there. We probably wouldn't be doing this topic if Trevor really sucked at leaving his job.
Oh, this would be so awkward.
It would be a very awkward conversation. But no, Trevor has done in so many ways a really good job, not only leaving in a way that's respectful, but also leaving in a way that sets this next person up for success.
Yeah. So number five is being supportive. And this is finishing well. I mean, this really ties into being a team player and staying engaged, but it's also got its own kind of nuance to it. So finishing well also involves supporting Durango Joe's mission while transitioning into your personal mission as well, whatever that is next, making sure that you're balancing the two and making sure that you're supporting Durango Joe's in your exit. Number six is being professional.
This really ties into what I was speaking to regarding putting this job on your resume, moving on to your next goals in life. Take a long-term view as you retain a professional demeanor with your boss, coworkers, and customers. This is a real easy way to burn a bridge if you decide to not remain professional and just walk out the door.
Now, the next one's a little bit interesting. Be quiet. What does that really mean in this context?
I like this one because it forces somebody to really be thoughtful about what they say. Sometimes on your way out, you kind of want to give everybody the what for, you know, in some ways, if it's not ending quite as you thought it should or could have. But the professional way to do it is just be quiet. If you can't say anything nice or supportive, just kind of remain quiet and realize that it's not always best to get the last word. And sometimes that's our knee-jerk reaction. Understand that you're moving on to another position and you want to leave the position that you're exiting with good feelings.
Yeah. Even if you have a bad taste in your mouth, it's still totally possible to leave on good terms.
Absolutely.
As far as that employer is concerned. Number eight is being ethical. So are your actions beyond reproach?
Yeah. Are you trying to take advantage of scenarios with yourself in mind first, which is easy to do when maybe you're not invested in that company any longer because you know you're moving on. But you know, are we out here just for ourselves, or are we out here for the betterment of those around us as well?
Yeah. I think maybe this does also play into a situation where you may be moving into an adjacent role, maybe with a different company, or into your own business that maybe overlaps with or is adding to the knowledge you've gained from your previous company. Mine's a fairly good example of this. Joe and I have an agreement as I'm leaving and stepping into my own business to continue serving small businesses. He and I are working on kind of a license agreement to make sure that we are on the same page with what's proprietary to Durango Joe's and making sure that I'm not infringing on that or giving away any trade secrets or anything like that. And so that's kind of a high level example of being ethical on your way out. But I think that applies from the top down. A barista should not be handing over the recipe book to a neighboring company, even if there are similar drinks on the menu or something like that.
You know, we do have other coffee shops in town, and that's happened a lot. We've had employees who have left and then had employment at another coffee shop. But ethically, is it right, like you said, to be sharing our trade secrets or recipes or things like that? And the answer is absolutely not. And so if you don't let somebody know that, though, who's 19 or 18 or, you know, whatever, that might not be something that's on their radar as ethical. But if you talk to them about that and you let them know that's not the right thing to do, then probably for the most part, those people aren't going to do it. But if they don't have guidelines or boundaries in those areas, they may, without knowing, do it and not realize that that's not cool.
Yeah. And then the last one on this document we have is keep a sense of humor. Tiff, what's important about keeping a sense of humor, regardless of how you're leaving?
What we have written here is the other team members, coworkers, and peers are watching how you finish. Don't take yourself too seriously, but rather take time to laugh and enjoy your work. We want to leave on a good feeling, on a good high note. And there are times that in your reflection of your time at a company, you might have really good. There might unfortunately be some bad mixed in, but let's choose to dwell on the good and to have fun and to leave on a really high note with, you know, in our situation, it would be with the customers and your team and coworkers around you, and just have fun doing it.
And I think this one also ties in a little bit. If you're leaving and trying to poison the culture on your way out, that's a reflection on you more so. And your peers will recognize that. They'll see that you are a complainer, or you're someone who's gossiping, or you're just someone who's detracting from it. And it's much better to leave and have your peers have fond memories of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think this document, it's not a document that says, hey, you better act this way and do these things.
There's no signature line on it or anything like that.
But it's a document that really gives somebody permission to do the right thing, because some of them may not know what is the right thing.
Clarity
is huge.
If you're not clear, you're cruel.
Yeah. If you're not clear, you're cruel. And so this really, in my opinion, is another way to set our employees who are leaving us up for success for their next job as well. And I say this all the time. We want people to leave a better version than when we got them. We want them to walk out with more tools. We want them to walk out with better leadership skills. And so when they're faced with situations at their next job, they're going to respond in ways that will benefit the company and themselves.
So some additional tips that I have for folks who are planning their exit is, first of all, give plenty of notice, because part of you leaving is leaving a gap. At least if you've been doing your job and you're a valued member of that team, and hopefully you are, you're leaving a gap behind. And so it's going to take time for the company to fill that. So give plenty of notice so they can work around that and really set the team up for success. And then be forthcoming and upfront about your plans. You may be surprised how much support people have for you in whatever it is next on your journey, whether you're moving towns or you're starting your own career or you're going back to school to pursue your education. There's often going to be a lot more positive will wishing you the best of luck on whatever's next than there is going to be negative will towards you leaving them. And then finally, get a letter of recommendation before you leave. I always make sure I do this, and it's a super easy way to just, again, lock in time the impression you've left on your business and kind and hopefully good words they have for the effort that you've put forth throughout that time there. We've talked a little bit now about how an employee can leave well or finish well at their job, but how can a business encourage better exits? Because like you said, we're dealing with people who haven't maybe experienced resigning from a job and don't really know the etiquette of doing it in a respectful and responsible way. So how can businesses in similar positions help encourage better exits from their employee?
I actually have a great example of this, and this is on the management level. Our general manager, Steve, who has been on this podcast before, he has in the recent years, really taken the time to work with the managers who, you know, maybe are showing signs of being burnt out, or, you know, maybe avoiding some harder conversations that they usually would just jump in and go for, or letting some things slip through the cracks that they usually don't. And it's actually incredibly obvious when you have a team member who's starting to check out.
Yeah. If you have a beat on your team, you'll see this hopefully well in advance.
Absolutely. I think people think they're good at faking it, but for the most part, they're not. You can tell when somebody's not quite themselves. And we have really taken this stance of, let's just start that conversation for them. I think sometimes it's hard for that employee to want to say something. It's intimidating for an employee to say something when they're starting to feel that burnout, or maybe thinking, I might need to move along, but I don't have something lined up, so I don't want to say something yet. And it's intimidating to start that conversation. So we start it for them and really call them out in a very kind way of, we're just noticing some things. Where are you at? That has led to some different circumstances. In some situations, it has led to that individual maybe not ready to leave, but needing some more tools for their job and needing some more support that they didn't even know they needed or know how to ask for.
Yeah.
And when we start that conversation with them, maybe they do really want to stick around and are able to take that support and run with it. We do have a situation where that happened, but then a few months later found ourselves back with this same manager. And this manager was like, thank you so much for those tools. I still don't know that managing people is for me. Is there something else I should try? What should we do? And at that point, Steve was able to encourage this individual, you know, I think maybe it is time for you to go find something that's more a passion for you or more along what you want to do. And we support you in that. And, you know, you can go and start looking and maybe let's set an end date. If you leave that one hanging, that's a tricky thing as a business. If you leave that hanging of maybe it's time for you with no time frame to that whatsoever, that can be a tricky line to walk. And so it is really caring for an individual to say, okay, like we're going to give you some time while you look, but let's maybe set an end date to this and give you that care of like, the push you out of the nest a little bit, you know, go find your wings and find something that is a true life passion of yours. And we want to your point earlier, Trevor, we want to support individuals. If we want them to leave better versions of themselves, like what Joe was saying, then caring for them is maybe recognizing when their time here at Durango Joe's is done.
Yeah. And there's a big difference between saying, hey, you seem a little burnt out. Are you sure you're supposed to be here? Or versus being very much open, curious, supportive, courteous towards their circumstances.
Absolutely.
And trying to meet them on that level to see what is really appropriate here.
You know, I think as a company, Trevor, we didn't get this early on. I'll just be flat out honest. This hasn't been a part of our culture for the whole 17 or 18 years we've been in existence, because a lot of what Tiffany just talked to, I, as the owner, would be afraid to have those conversations because I don't want to lose that person.
Yeah.
They fill a really big hole and they're doing a good job. And so you try to put band-aids all over the situation. And what has happened over the years is we've realized that causes more problems than it solves. You know, with Steve's approach in recent years, it's been amazing because he's come to me with these situations and I'm like, so we're going to encourage him to leave? And he's like, Joe, I think it's time. And I'm not kidding you. Every time he's been spot on in encouraging someone to move on in a positive way. And it's always been the right move for the company, because whether we got a new manager that was equally as good or better, it's always happened that way. So yeah, caring for that person at that level is really an advanced move. And I would encourage, if you're a coffee shop owner out there, don't be afraid to take that next step in leadership development, because that's what exactly that is. You're developing that person, even as a leader, as they leave.
Yeah, they'll take that compassion with them, hopefully.
Big time. And that's been a big growth spot for us in recognizing, and Tiffany does it really well too, in recognizing people now that I think it might be a time for them to move on or at least get more tools and have that conversation. Boy, it's better for both parties.
So I think at the end of the day, the big thing with helping businesses encourage better exits is making sure that as a business, you're gracious and charitable to the people that you come into contact with and understand that they're leaving for their own purposes. It's not something that you should necessarily take personally. They're choosing to leave because of something that's going on with them, in a sense. And so the best you can do is wish them the best and set them up for success on their way out the door. And hopefully they are on the other side of the aisle following through with this finishing well methodology to make sure it's going their way as well.
With all that said, I hope this episode leaves you with grace. I've linked a copy of our Finishing Well document in the show notes for you to use. Tune in next week for a special edition of At the End of the Day with our guest, Brian Reynolds, owner of Anthem Coffee based in Puyallup, Washington. In the meantime, if you found this episode helpful, please consider taking a moment to rate and review and share this with someone who could learn from the message. Are you looking for a great last-minute gift for the holidays? Visit us at DurangoJoes.com and give the gift of legendary coffee. The Durango Joe's podcast is produced and published by Durango Joe's Coffee. In this episode, you heard from CEO Joe Lloyd and Culture Manager Tiffany DeBoer. It was written, recorded, and edited by yours truly, Trevor Ogborn. Durango Joe's. Love people. Love coffee.
With that in... I haven't had enough coffee yet, clearly.
Or too much.
We don't know.